What's up, guys? Happy Saturday night. Jamie Grace here. Oh, have you ever been on your phone and you realize you might have 15,000 apps open? Is it just me? I was closing my apps before I went live because I don't know why. It always just makes me think like, yeah, like I could save so much Wi-Fi or power. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Well, I do know what I'm trying to say, but it's not making sense. Justice, what's up? I haven't seen you and your siblings since you guys were like in like middle school. Janelle, I believe you're a part of the Patreon family because I recognize your name. You can let me know if I'm wrong. So thank you so much for being a patron, if that's the right Janelle and if I'm saying your name correctly. You guys know I make music and stuff like that. And my Patreon peoples are a huge part. I'm weird. I have on a fan and now I'm trying to find a blanket because I want the fan and the blanket because that's how my brain works. Anyways, I just saw Janelle's, she said yes and I said her name right. Yeah, so Patreon, it is a family of humans. Where basically, because I'm an indie artist, it's $5 a month and you get to hear my music early. You get to, oh, Sarah, our designer, also a patron. Thank you so much. You get to hear my music early. You get to vote on merchandise and vote on songs and tell me your thoughts about new music and stuff coming up. So yeah, it's really exciting. It's basically you're a part of my team. I don't have a record label, so you guys are. And it's so much fun. So thank you so much for joining Team Jamie Grace. I appreciate it. All right, guys, so tonight is Waited Out. We've got a couple of things happening. Well, I have a couple things to tell you guys tonight. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna tell you guys, oh yeah, I gotta post this really quick. I'm gonna tell you guys what we're doing tonight, and then I am going to give you guys a few announcements. A few exciting announcements are coming up as well. How do you do the thing? Okay, pin comment. Boom, I did it. Okay, so here is how it works. I'm really excited about it. Wait, I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say, here's what we're gonna do tonight. You guys, what is my brain tonight? Okay, I have on my fan, I have on my blanket. I also like, I have on shorts right now and I have on a fan and a blanket. This is something that would not have been allowed growing up. My mom would have been like, put on some sweatpants if you're cold, or don't use a blanket if you're hot, like whatever. Okay, so what we're gonna do tonight, I want you guys to answer the question, why do you, like, not overall, but I wanna know if you are comfortable answering, why are you single? You know what I mean? So if your answer is like, well, yeah, because I'm waiting on who God has for me, then great. Like, that's an amazing answer. And I would have said the same thing in my singlehood. But I more so mean, because that to me is like bigger picture singlehood. So I more so mean like day to day. You know what I mean? So if you're like, look, I'm single because the last guy that asked me out had 17 cats and I didn't want to date someone with 17 cats. You know what I mean? Or like, well, I'm single because I just went through a breakup. Or I'm single because I'm trying to wait, 12 years because I promised God I wasn't going to date anybody for 12 years. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I want to ask you guys. Why are you single? Now, you can answer this in the comments, or you can answer, I'm taking next. Your parents won't let you in your 20. Okay, that's a good one. So it's easiest if there's like a little question box down at the bottom, if you can answer in there. I know it's weird because you're answering a question in a box for questions, but that is the easiest way that I can actually keep track of what you're saying. So there's that. All right, so for a couple of announcements, I have a not so like bummer news, and then I've got exciting news. So I'm really pumped about that. Because I'm reading your comments as I'm talking, because I feel like, okay. So I'm pumped with that because I'm like, oh, when I give you the womp womp news, then hopefully it'll get a lot better. Because then you'll be like, this is so sad. And it's like, wait, no, I've got good news. So the womp womp news is that there's not going to be a Waited Out Live next weekend. Next Saturday night, we're not going to have one next weekend because it is my nephew's first birthday. And so I love y'all, but not like that. So I won't be here next weekend. And so that is the womp womp news. But here are going to be... Okay. I'm writing something down. Waiting to tell like him. Okay. So yeah. So I'm going to be busy next weekend. Waiting around all day to like see him and cuddle him, and it's going to be great. So there's that. Here is some good news. Two things. One is like upcoming information. This hair tie that I have on right now, this scrunchie is, I'm really pumped about this. This is one of ours. This is a 91 scrunchie. And it's going to be made available sometime in the next week. So like next week, not like at the end of this week, not by the end of Saturday, because that's crazy. But I'm really pumped about it because these hair ties, like they're really good. I can't remember the name of the material, Epic Fail. It's not silk, but it's really good. You're not going to have breakage in your hair with these scrunchies. So I'm really excited about that. So be on the lookout for these. We've got a blue one, I think that's actually silk. And then we've got another floral one. There's three different scrunchies that we're now selling with 91. And I'm really happy about it. You guys know I will never sell anything with my company that I would not wear or use myself. So literally, if we're selling something, it's because... it's something that I'm like, oh, I want that. So I'm like, if I think it's really cool, then hopefully I can, you know, make it cool for somebody else. The second thing, are you guys ready for this? It's going to be exciting. So a lot of you guys have, I can't remember if this is backwards or not, but a lot of you guys have read my book, Waited Out, or you have my book, Waited Out, or you don't have my book, Waited Out, and you're waiting for the right time to get it. Well, let me let you know, this is the right time to get my book, Waited Out. This is the time, because we are about to do, drum roll please, we're about to do a book club. We're going to be reading this book together through the month of July, and we're going to be talking about it live on Zoom, and there will be a chance to do a Q&A at the end of every session. So all that info, you can either go to, y'all are the first people to hear about this publicly, by the way. So you can either go to jamiegrace.com/bookclub, or at the end of this live stream, it's going to be on my story. Now, it's not on my story right now about the book club, because I wanted to wait to tell you guys in this specific Waited Out. I wanted to wait to tell you guys before it was in my story. So this is what we're... sorry. Bella is on the turn up. But don't worry. She's just Aaron. She's fine. So this is the book that we're going to be reading through the month of July. And then during the month of August, we're going to be reading Jesus Over Everything by Lisa Whittle. It's so good. It's going to be a book club for, I say, 17, 18 and up. And because we're going to be talking about some like pretty like, you know, maybe 16-year-olds might vibe with it, but we're going to be talking about real life stuff. It's going to be pretty serious stuff. And if you're younger and you're like, what about me? Don't worry. My podcast is still happening. My YouTube channel is still happening. I'll always be making content that is safe for the whole family to enjoy. So don't worry about that at all. But yeah, the book club, jamiegrace.com/bookclub. You can buy this book on Amazon, or you can get a signed copy from our website, 91, signed by me, not just like a random person. And we're going to read this together through the month of July. So it's almost June. So go ahead and hurry up and purchase your copy as soon as possible. And that's all you have to like purchase for the book club. It's a free book club. Why would I charge you guys to, you know, book club? Anyways, so I'm really excited about that. I love books. They make me so happy. Okay. We're going to talk now about why you guys are single. And this is not a married lady saying, this is why you're single. I asked you guys a question at the beginning of this live. Why do you think you're single? What's going on in your own life? And again, if the answer is, well, because I'm waiting, or, you know, I only want to date till I'm 40, then you have your kind of broad overhead, this is why I'm single. You know what I mean? But I want to know kind of the day-to-day answer, as opposed to the answer that is tied within the conviction of why you are single at the present time. So I'm going to click on this, and we are going to read through some of these. Here we go. I'm single because I would like to be completely financially independent before dating. I know I can't remember if it shows you guys the usernames or not. So I don't want to like call people out, but I know this person. I think that that is, there is a lot of wisdom in that for sure. I think that there is wisdom in waiting to pursue relationships until there is stability and confidence and things like that on your own. You know what I mean? With that being said, I just always encourage people like, hey, if an awesome human shows up, like if God put somebody in your life, like to go out on a date with, you know, or, and they seem like an amazing person and you don't have all your ducks in a row, don't say, well, I can't go on a date with this person or I can't get to know this person because I don't have all of my ducks in a row because I don't have everything figured out the way that I want to. Do you see what I mean? So I like to say that I like to make sure that I emphasize that this isn't about extremes. This isn't about, oh, I have to have all of this together before I can date, or I can date without having all of this together. It's not about picking one or the other. It's about understanding that, yes, it makes so much sense to wait to pursue something, to go out and look for something, to, you know, like if there's like this, say there's like a big singles conference that the goal of the singles conference is to like leave with a date and like, not like an overnight thing, but like to go have coffee or something, you know what I mean? Maybe if you're in a place where you're like, I'm not ready for that, that's okay. I keep getting these stickies like stuck to my elbow. So if you're at a place where you feel like, I'm not ready for that, I'm not financially ready for that, I'm not emotionally ready for that, like that's okay. You don't have to go to that. But if there is a guy in your life that God has put in your life and he is like, you know, being genuine and pursuing you and being intentional and kind and Christ-like and all of these things, understand that you're never going to be at a place where all the things are ready. Because even in marriage, I like to remind people, the vows say in sickness and in health, in rich or poor. So it's like emphasizing like, bruh, you can have it all figured out now, but even in marriage, stuff's gonna happen. Somebody gonna get sick. Somebody gonna get broke. You know, there's going to be complexities. So just make sure that within whatever the realms are, that this is what I do and don't want, make sure that you are leaving more space for your own wants and needs, for what God wants and needs for you. Okay, so that is that. So let's go to the next one. Okay, I'm gonna maybe come back to that one. So, I've seen a lot of these because I'm too shy to ask my crush out. I've seen a lot of ones like this where you're too shy, you're too nervous, maybe even scared. I'm putting all these, I need you guys, this is the desk of a producer. There are so many of these where I sit down and I write down all the songs I'm working on and everything that's happening. I like paper. And then it all ends up all over the place. This one in particular, I'm covering it up because I'm posting it. thank you so much, Bree girl. Why did we become friends right before? Well, I feel like we're friends. That may have been presumptuous. Why did we become friends right before quarantine when we literally live in the same county? This is terrible. Bree is an awesome... Bree K Sounds is her username. I don't even know if I'm fully saying her name right because we're literally Instagram friends. We've never met in person. She's an insanely talented producer. And I have never really met, I've never met another, like, I don't really think I've met a lot of brown female producers before. And we don't live far from each other. And we met like right before a quarantine happened. And now I'm like, how are we supposed to be friends? How are we supposed to make songs? Zoom. Anyways, I can't show you guys this one because I'm posting this on Patreon this week. This has the rest of the songs for the year or up until September on it. So I can't share with you guys that until I've shared it on Patreon. Okay, let's get back to the answer that is on the screen. So because I'm too shy to ask my crush out. So I understand this. I understand that insecurity, that fear, that worry, that nervousness. When you go up to tell someone that you are interested in them, or when you, you know, okay, good. Okay, we are friends. OC Brown Girl Producer Gang. Okay, good. We're real friends. Good. But when you go to tell someone that you like them, when you go to tell them that you have feelings for them, it's terrifying. I remember, it can be terrifying. For some of you guys, y'all just have like confidence out the wazoo, and that's super cool. Like, I'm not knocking that at all. But I remember one time this guy told me that he liked me, and it was, I was like in high school, maybe we were seniors or I was a freshman in college, I'm not sure, but I was sitting in the, no, I was definitely older because I was driving and I started driving really late. So I was like 19. I was sitting in the driver's seat of my car after church, and he circled my car like 4 times until I eventually rolled down the window. Mind you, we were friends. So I was like, why is it weird to tell me something? We're friends. And I rolled down the window, and, you know, he poured his heart out, and the feelings were not remotely mutual. But what I can say about that guy is that even though I haven't talked to him in like 10 years or 5 years, or I don't even know how long it's been, I have no harsh feelings toward that guy. I actually, let me tell you guys this. I actually, even though it was a little bit awkward for me, I have so much respect and appreciation for him that he let me know that he was feeling that, instead of being friends with me for another 4 or 5 years and having those feelings go up and down and in and out and never telling me like that he had those feelings. And then I were to find out like later on with by a friend or something like that. I have so much respect for him that even though he was super nervous and made it kind of awkward, that he was able to tell me. I think I've shared this on the podcast before, but oh man, imagine if like he had never shared it with me. And again, this is hypothetical, so I don't know your exact situation and I'm not trying to claim that I do. But I just always imagine if like we were still friends to this day. And I think he's married now. Like I said, we don't really keep in touch, but I'm definitely married, have a kid. So imagine if we were all still friends and we're hanging out and he was like, yeah, cause I used to like you or something like that. I would feel so uncomfortable. Like, and some people don't feel that way, and that's fine. But, like, if we were all, like, grown-ups and I knew that he used to like me or something, like, I would be like, I don't want to hang out with you now. Like, I feel awkward now. I'm glad that I knew it then, so it's over. We got over it. It didn't, you see what I mean? Like, we didn't think about it forever. So to that I say, as awkward as it is and as difficult as it can be and kind of nerve-wracking, I say just go for it. I think a lot of times people think, especially for Christians, we think that awkwardness is like a sin. And we think that awkward moments are like a sin. And we also think that we have to marry the first person that we go on a date with. And that's not true. And if that happens for you, then that's super, super, super cool. And I'm not knocking it at all. But one of the main things that I fear with my story is that because I married my first boyfriend, I worry that people think that, one, that's what everybody has to do in order to be loved by Jesus, which is not true. And two, that's what everybody has to do in order to avoid sin and awkwardness, not true. And three, that means that I had no awkward experiences before my husband. And that's not true. My husband was the first person that I dated, but I went on awkward dates. My husband was the first person that I dated, but I had shared my feelings with somebody before, and then they weren't mutual at all. And it was super awkward. And now it's stories that when I told my husband, we busted out laughing because it was like, whoa, I'm so glad I don't feel that way anymore. So what I'm getting at is, The moments where you're worried that they're going to get awkward, the moments where you're worried that they're going to be odd, that you won't know what to say, you'll stumble over your words. Yes, they're going to happen. But asking someone on a date doesn't have to be planning a proposal, or letting someone know that you want to get to know them doesn't have to be a proposal. You could literally just practice it in the mirror a million times of how you want to tell them that you want to get to know them better. Or you can, you know, find a way to talk about like your feelings and stuff without being like, look, I would like for this to end up in us getting married and having 7 children that we homeschool on a farm. There's a way to just let someone know like, hey, I know this is kind of crazy, but it's kind of crazy that like, you're a guy and you're single and I'm a girl and we're single. And when we hang out, I get really pumped about it.
do you ever feel that way? And then if he's like, oh, that's super weird, I thought we were just friends, then you respond with, yeah, I mean, of course, that's how I feel too. I just think it's kind of funny that we spend a lot of time one-on-one. You see what I mean? It doesn't have to be, hey, I love you and I want to get married. And like, so that's what I'm getting at. And if it's awkward, it's awkward. But hopefully that just helps some of the shyness. I was trying to read a story as I was talking, and I feel like it was great. She says, I wrote a letter to my guy friend who I had a crush on. He read it right there in front of me, and I was even more nervous. Then he waited all day to tell me no and gave me a pack of Skittles. And then I resumed with, I have to go pee. Okay. So let's... That is amazing. Let's not write letters. I'm not a fan of writing letters or long text messages unless you were in a dating relationship. I'm not a fan of that. I don't put feelings in writings. I don't do that. Okay, cool. Let's go unless you're in like a committed relationship. Let's go to some more questions. Okay, how do you know when you're ready to date, when the season of singleness is over? So here's the thing. This brain person is cracking me up because now she's like, guys, this was back in high school. I'm fine. It's okay. This is great. Okay, how do you know when you're ready to date, when the season of singleness is over? You know, this is a difficult question. I don't believe that it goes in an order of, I'm gonna try to explain this the best way I can. I don't believe that this goes in the order of like, oh, you're single, then you stop being single, then you date, then you stop dating, then you get married. I believe that they all overlap. I'm gonna try to do an illustration because I'm the daughter of two pastors, and if I don't do at least one illustration, two analogies, and an emotional story, this isn't a real message. Okay, so here we go. Got a couple mugs here. I love this mug because it says children first, and then it's got all these children from all around the world. I'm about to tell you guys something really gross. Actually, it's not gross to me because I'm a mom. Some moms will think this is gross. Some moms won't think this is gross. I just took all of my pins out of here, and one of my pins was the pregnancy test from when I found out I was pregnant with Bella. That's not gross to me. I love that it's on my desk because the mug says children first. I don't drink out of this mug. I should clarify. This is just a mug for my pins. But some moms think that kind of stuff is gross. A lot of moms don't. They like have the pregnancy test from their kids like around the house because it's like, oh my gosh. Cool. I don't think it's weird. If you do, go to another life. Okay, so this is the weirdest illustration. Here we go. So this is, well, this says children first, so let's not put that as singlehood. This is singlehood. No, this is singlehood, okay? This is... This is an ex-book. Sorry, it paused. Okay, this is your singlehood. This is dating. Cool. And this is a mug that says children first. So this is going to be marriage. Okay. So I think that a lot of people think that it's like, oh, I'm single, ready to mingle. No, I'm not, because God said date. And then you start dating, and it's like, I'm dating. I'm going to the club, the Christian club, where they play Kirk Franklin and we pray. And then it's like, oh, yes, this is Adam's pour over mug. Morgan Dallas, you win. So it's like, this is dating. Maybe we kiss, maybe we don't. It depends on what kind of boundaries you have. Then dating is over, and then it's like, marriage and babies, unless we don't want babies. But if we went to Christian college, we're gonna hurry up and have babies. So this is marriage, right? That I think a lot of people think that that's how it works, right? Bruh, that's not how I think the structure should work. Again, I don't have like a scripture to be like, Proverbs 9 verse 2 says, I'm not going to act like I do. But I'm going to tell you guys a healthier way to approach this. And this is going to be for 18 and up. If you're 13, this isn't going to apply to you. This is your season of singleness. It's like an Expo markers. No. Expo marker cleaner. It's super, super clean. So even if you do it, you can spray and get cleaned again. That's called grace and mercy. Jesus covered it all on the cross. You can be a celibate. So this is your singlehood, right? And then this doesn't go away when you start dating. When you're dating, you're still single. Stop acting like you're married just because you're single. It's not like, oh, my singleness is gone. I'm dating. Let's now have sex and kiss everybody and hump and bump and grind. That's not how it works. It's your... Sorry. Sometimes I hear my husband reacting to things and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have said it. He's a good gauge for how appropriate I should or should not be. Okay, so your singlehood and your dating... They coincide. You see what I mean? It's not like, oh, I'm dating, so I don't honor my singlehood. If your singlehood is a season of like, I don't want to have sex. I want to respect my body. I want to see my body as a temple. I want, you know, God to be first in my life. I want God to be the head of my life. I want prayer to be the first thing I do in the morning. I want the scripture to be the last thing that I read at night. You see what I mean? I'm a preach up here today. When the Lord sprays this stuff, he cleanses you. So no matter what these problems are you having in life, the Lord says, that's why I sent Jesus on the cross. I have cleansed. I've cleansed it all. So this is your singlehood. This is your virginity, your celibacy. No matter what you did yesterday, this is your today. This is your singlehood. And then when you start dating, when you and Jaquan go to Olive Garden with your masks on the West Coast, or when you and Billy Bob go to Texas Roadhouse on the East Coast and y'all ain't wearing masks over there. I'm not being political. I'm saying some of y'all wear masks. Some of y'all don't wear masks because of what side of the country you live on. When y'all going on dates, your singlehood doesn't go out of the window. It's not, oh yeah, you know, we getting closer. So I think, no, y'all not getting closer. Get your behind back on the other side of that table. Don't be sitting next to him cuddling up in the booth at the restaurant acting like y'all in a relationship. Don't be putting them all on your Instagram because your singlehood is gone. But I'm not single no more. We went on 3 dates. I'm going to be at the lake house in my bikini all hooked up on him. Tell him to put his shirt back on. He don't need to swim shirtless just to prove that he got muscles. Don't nobody care about your muscles. Put your clothes back on. You still single. Act like it. Respect yourself. Care about yourself. I think one of the issues... I got this stuff all over my desk. I think one of the issues with dating is that people get really caught up in dating. You know, I think that's why a lot of people don't desire to get married, because they're like, well, it's the same thing. That person is my everything. That person is my forever. We know everything there is to know about each other. When you're getting to know someone in the dating process, you're not supposed to know everything about them in the dating process. You're not supposed to have everything figured out in the dating process. That's not how it works, bruh. So it's not, oh, my singlehood, and then, oh, my dating. It's, oh, I'm single, and this is an element of my life that's happening, but it is not my life. You see what I mean? It's not the core of who I am. Dating is not something that I have to do. Dating is not something that happens all the time. Dating is not something that becomes my identity. Dating is not something that becomes who I am. It's just, it's a part of your singleness. So when people say, like, how do you know when you're ready to date? Well, it's, you know, you might see someone that looks nice and you want to go out on a date with them. So you ask them on a date and then you guys go. Or you ask them on a date and then you guys don't go because they don't say yes. Or vice versa, you know, they ask you on a date and you guys go. And then they ask you on a date and you don't say yes, so you guys don't go.
you know, dating is it's a process, it's conversations, it's hanging out, it's getting to know each other. It's not knowing everything about each other because it's not going to happen. It's not practical. A lot of people are like, oh, how did you know that you wanted to marry your husband within 5 months? That doesn't make sense. That's so fast. Well, what am I supposed to do? Know the guy for 12 years and then be like, okay, I know you now. There's always going to be new things to learn about him. We still learn new things about each other. I spend so much time with my mom and dad, and they've been married for 100 years, also known as 30. And I mean, I'll hear my dad say things like, I didn't know you did that in seventh grade. And some people might not, to my mom, and some people might not consider conversations about seventh grade to be that important or that valuable, but they're still learning things about each other, and they're still learning things about themselves. You know, I'm trying to think of a really good example. My dad, this is random, but my dad quite recently just discovered, random, but he just, here we go. My whole life, my mom was always the one that cooked for the most part in the house. My dad would cook occasionally, but my mom loves to cook. She's amazing at it. A lot of you guys know that my mom has some health complications, so my dad has been cooking way more when it comes to the two of them. And there's some stuff that I've heard my dad be like, bro, like, your mom is cooking this. I'm the sous chef. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Your mom is just telling me what to do on FaceTime. Or, you know, my mom's like in the living room on FaceTime and telling him what to do, whatever it is. And so that's if they had gotten married on the precedent of, oh, well, the wife cooks and okay, good. I know that this is the woman that does this and this is her role. I know everything about her. And then 30 years down the line, now that's changed. You're never going to know everything about someone. So if you are taking your singlehood out of the picture when you're dating and you are investing everything in your dating life thinking that it will lead you to know all of the things about someone so that you can marry them, and then you stop dating them because you now know everything, now you're married to them, there's nothing left. And you've now married them on a false pretense that you know everything there is to know. And that's why a lot of marriages have a lot of difficulties and a lot of pain and a lot of falling apart, whether that's actually a divorce or that's just living in separate rooms or living in the same room, same bed, but living separate lives. It's because it's dating on this pretense that I will know everything. I know exactly what tomorrow will look like. I will perfect dating. I will be so good at it. I've left all of my values and all of my boundaries and all of my guard. I've left all of that somewhere else. I've pushed it aside and my life is now consumed with dating. My life is consumed with knowing everything. And now I think I'll marry you. And that's why I don't believe that these two should be separate either. These are the same. To the person that said, stop commenting, you know she isn't looking, it's pointless. Isn't this ironic? Like rain on your wedding day. So speaking of your wedding day, we're talking about marriage now. And so you can't leave, these two can't be separate either. These two coincide. You still date when you get married. Aaron and I have a date night. And sometimes our date night is literally like sitting on the floor with Isabella eating a snack and like her like trying to put on like a fun little show for her or something that she can watch while he and I like, you know, try to talk or something. Like, it's so challenging. And sometimes having a date night with a little one. But a lot of times we're able to get her in the bed and we're able to like watch a movie and able to kiss his face. Or we're able to like send her to thank you for saying that I look like Bella right now. Sorry, I just had to interrupt to thank that person. People say all the time that my daughter looks like my husband. And I love that she looks like my husband. I think they think it's an insult, but I definitely married him for many reasons, one of them being his face. So I'm not mad at all that she looks like his face, because what joy to my life, am I right? But also she looks like me. So thank you to the person that pointed that out. You are a gift in my life. As sarcastic as I sound, I mean it genuinely. A lot of times our date nights, you know, if my parents are able to help us out, she'll be over there with them, and you know, we'll go, well, we don't really go anywhere, but we'll go out, we'll do something. It just depends. The other night, I think it was, so Bella was not here. She was with my parents on Thursday night, and if we eat out, then we'll, like, you know, we have our kind of like staple places, but I usually cook on Thursdays. If we're eating at home, I'll cook on Thursdays. And I'm trying to think of what it was. I had something. Yeah. I had something on Friday morning that I knew was going to be kind of stressful and kind of overwhelming. And Aaron knew that as well. And so on his way home, from dropping the baby off at my parents, he walks in the door and he's like, "Hey, I picked up dinner." And not only was it dinner, but it was lime chips, which are like, I know the Lord didn't make lime chips, but the Lord did make lime and the Lord did make corn. So they were lime chips by the Lord, by way of a vessel called Tostitos, a Target. So lime chips, and I think it was ground beef, and like the Taco Bell branded cheese. And then I'm being detailed about this because these things matter to me. And like white queso, like all of my favorite things for nacho night. And not only did he bring my favorite things, but he also said, "I'm making dinner tonight." And just, oh, you're fine. The person that said, sorry, I didn't know you're looking at comments. You're fine. I'm just a goofball. You're great, hun. I casually said the word hun. I hope that you're like, you know, I hope that wasn't weird. Okay. Where am I? Where's my brain? Tushmushmush. Do you guys know where that's from? It's from Nickelodeon. Okay, yeah. So not only did he bring all of the stuff home, someone said he knows you. Yes. He knew it was date night, and he knew that I was emotional. He knew that I was exhausted, and he knew that I was trying to get a ton of work done. So he not only brought something home that I love, but he brought something home that he was going to cook and that I didn't have to take care of anything. And the reason why I say that, I like to emphasize that, because date night is so important. And if you just joined, I really urge you to rewatch this. I'm gonna post it after I'm finished, because it can seem all over the place. But we're essentially, this is dating and this is marriage. And what we're talking about right now is how these are not two separate things. These things, they coincide. Marriage will always be a part of getting to know each other. And getting to know each other will always be a part of marriage, and it should always be a part of marriage. And those gestures that you do, you know, in order to get someone's attention when you're just dating them, and you're like, you know, oh, I want to get to know this person, and so I'm gonna buy their favorite food, or I wanna impress this person, so I wanna, you know, buy them something that they're gonna love, or I wanna impress this person, so I wanna, you know, take this person on a walk by their favorite canyon. I don't know, all that stuff that you do when you're dating someone and you're trying to impress them, and you're not even in a bad way, but you just want them to know that you care and you want them to know that you're interested. That stuff doesn't go out of the window. These things are not seasons that end. Now, the season of singlehood is going to end. But the season of singlehood ends here. Let me show you real quick. Do, 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 do. You see what I mean? That's when the season of singlehood ends, when this joins. So I hope that that's helpful, because I do get that question a lot. Kind of like, when do I know that this season is over? How do I know? We don't always know all the answers. A friend of mine posted this, it was about something totally different, but it was just helpful. And I've probably brought this up 5 or 6 times just this week, since she just put it online about a week ago. But one thing that's really important to remember is that the reason why Adam and Eve messed up is because they literally ate from the tree of knowledge, trying to know everything, trying to figure everything out. And we see what that did to everybody. So I think something that's important is to know that we're not going to know everything. We're not going to know exactly, okay, when is this season of singlehood over? You know, when am I going to get married? When am I going to date? Is this person going to be my husband? Should I go on a second date? Like, all that stuff can be really overwhelming. It takes, it takes a lot of prayer. And it takes a lot of wisdom, and it takes having solid people in your life, not a lot of people speaking in your life. Like, you don't want to have like seven different people being like, oh, my mentor said I should date him, but my pastor said I shouldn't, but my best friend said I should go on three more dates, and my mom said I should just do this, and my dad said I should just do this. You know what I mean? Like, that's just overwhelming, but I do hope that that's helpful. I'm going to look at a few more of these. I just realized it's already 5:40. So let's see. Here's the story of a man named Brady. Oh, man. I tell you, this is going to be my last one right here. Bruh, that's a tough question. How do you know if it's a date? So here's the thing. My sassiness wants to say it's not a date unless they say it's a date. So don't you be trying to act like you date me if you're not, bruh. That's what my flesh wants to say. But I also have to approach this, and we have to approach this, with the understanding that there are going to be... Thank you to the person that just said, come on, run. I appreciate. My acoustic guitar playing self appreciates that. But the grace, like, not like my middle name, but like the one from God, says that, man, there are some times where like a guy might take a girl out and he really stinks at letting her know that it's a date, and but he has a pure heart and he's not trying to hide his intentions or be mischievous or, you know, manipulative, but he's just insecure and awkward and, you know, doesn't know exactly what to do or say. You know what I mean? So I think that we have to be mindful, because especially as women, we can be very much like, boom, 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 tell me what's up, or I'ma blast you on Instagram, but I'm not gonna say your name, I'm just gonna post a bunch of memes until you text me back. You know, I think as women that can happen a lot. I think that we, and yes, that is my fan on in the background, because I am cheap. I'm not about to be dirty. I hate spending money. I could crank the air up more, but my studio's in a loft. I would have to put this air at like 65 degrees to get to the level of cool that I would want it to be up here. And I'm just too cheap. I just can't. Anyways, so yeah, how do you know if it's a date? So what was I getting at? Yeah. So with everything that I just said, I understand. I would say to that, make sure you know that it's not on the extremes, okay? We have to be, and this is the last time I'm going to hit it. In dating, in singlehood, in that season, extremes can be very dangerous. You know what I mean? The extreme of, well, if he didn't say it's a date, if he didn't state his intentions from day one, then it's not a date. That's an extreme, and that can be, it can be harmful. But at the same time, don't go to the extreme of, well, it was he and I by ourselves, so it doesn't really matter what you do and don't say. Maybe he's just shy, maybe he was nervous. Okay, it was a date. That's an extreme as well. What I would encourage in this situation is, a lot of people don't like to do this because it sounds really like bold or whatever, but this is how I operated in my singlehood. If a guy wanted to go out with me, whether it was like for coffee or dinner, whatever it was, you know, sometimes guys aren't sure if they want to go on a date. They just want to get to know you more. Personally, either we're getting to know each other, there's like kind of three things. Either we're getting to know each other like in a group setting with all of our friends, or we are going on a date, or we are becoming friends. You know what I mean? Like, we're already friends or we're becoming friends. But I don't, in my singlehood and even in my marriage, I don't spend time with people without knowing what that time is for. Even in my professional life, if another songwriter says, I would like to get together to pick your brain, I don't get together to pick their brain, or so they can pick my brain. I don't do that. My time is valuable. My time is precious. It's not because I'm Jamie Grace. It's because I'm a child of God. And so if you can tell me, well, I'm working on a new album and I would like to know what you think of it, well, thank you for letting me know. You can email me that album and I can listen to it that way. If we are friends, if we are close enough in that way. but I'm not going to just, you know, sit down and just talk for an hour about songwriting, just randomly with another songwriter. And again, that's not because I'm Jamie Grace. That's because my time is precious and it's valuable. This wasn't a child of God. And so in my singlehood, if a guy would say, like, I'd like to take you out for coffee, I'd like to take you out for lunch, I would say, like, that is so nice. Like, I love food. I hate coffee. But they might have smoothies there. They might have green juice. They might have cheeseburgers. I'm so interested in that. Sounds really cool. Quick question. If you and I go out, it could look like a date. Is it? If a grown man that has just asked you out can't respond to that, there's nothing in here. There's coins and some keys and an old, like, AMC Steps card. That's a joke. Oh, that dick, that's a bug. So that's how I operated in my singlehood. And if a guy says, like, I don't know, like, it could be a date. Like, if you wanted it to be, honestly, yet again, my response will be like, you let me know what you want. And if I'm still single by then, I'll let you know. This does not need a long text message. This is not a 30-minute conversation. This is not any of that stuff. It's a quick question. Get to the point. We are grown. If you're 12, this doesn't apply to you. But if you're grown, yeah. To the person that just said, I'm so glad she didn't drink out of the pregnancy test cup. I reached for it. And then I thought, whoa. The judgment that I will feel for myself won't even match what you guys will say to me in the comments. But I knew that it was all going to be funny. And I knew it was just going to be stressful. And I was going to start sweating. But I'm glad I have on this fan. But it's not going to do enough. Oh, man. I just got so stressed out. Okay, guys, I hope that was helpful. I really enjoyed this Q&A today. I really enjoyed talking about this today. We're going to try to save it. We're going to pray that this works out. And yeah, I think it's going to be really good. So I'm really pumped. Like I said, I'm doing a book club in the month of July. We're going to be going through my book, Wait It Out, which is all about choosing to wait for not just sex, but just honoring your time and honoring your, like, honoring who you are as a person. Your time is precious. Your life is precious. You are precious and valuable. And my book, Wait It Out, is all about choosing to wait and choosing to value who you are. So that's going to be in July. For everybody saying that they need more of these, yeah, I do these on Saturdays at 4 o'clock. Nope, that's not true. I do these at Saturdays at 5 o'clock. But they're also all saved on my YouTube channel, or they're saved on my YouTube channel, or they're saved on my IGTV, and they're also on my podcast. So you can find all these. We've been doing this for like 5 weeks here on Instagram. I'm not going to be live next week on Instagram because it's my nephew's first birthday. But again, my book is called Wait It Out. The book club is free. So if you're wondering, like, do I have to pay to join the book club? The only thing that you have to do is buy the book. And then I'm literally about to post on my Instagram right after this. I'm going to be posting where you can get the book, and then also a reading schedule, and so that you'll know what chapter and what part we're on for every part of the book club. Yeah, but again, if you miss out on this, I'm going to put this on my IGTV. I'm going to put this on my YouTube channel. I'm going to put this on my podcast. We do this on Saturdays at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So that's 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. The book club is going to be on Zoom. We're going to be doing this on Zoom because there will be a chance for you guys to have, like, your video on and stuff too. And so we'll actually be able to talk. It's still free. There's no charge for the book club because reading is awesome. It's just a way for us to actually be able to connect on a deeper level. So yeah, make sure you do that. Thanks for saying you like my hair tie. This is going to be on, we're selling these, and we're going to start selling them next week on 91. So I'm really excited about that. Okay. So, quick recap. You guys ready? This info for the book club is about to be on my
Insta story right when this is over. That's the first piece of information. Second piece of information. Go ahead and join the book club by going to jamiegrace.com/bookclub or waiting to go in my Insta story. Like right when I log off of this, I'm going to put it in my Insta story. And we're going to be going through that book through the month of July. So make sure that you guys do get ready. Thank you for saying that my outfit is cute. I appreciate that. I'm currently wearing shorts that don't match this outfit. And these are not the kind of shorts that people, but your husband should see or yourself. So, and I have on some socks that have food on them because I stepped in my daughter's mess that she made in the living room. So I really appreciate that. And yes, I only have one earring like this. I have one earring like this. I don't like matching my earrings. So there's that. I'm trying to make sure that I told you guys everything. I'm not going to be doing this exact chat next week. But I want to do, for the one, the next one, not next week, but the week after. So it'll be like July or June something, June 6th. The next Wait It Out. I really want to do some sort of like how to date Instagram live, but like kind of goofy, but kind of serious. Because I'm realizing a lot of people feel overwhelmed by like a first date and what to talk about and should you drive your own car and all this stuff. So I think we're going to do like a how to date crash course. I think that'll be really fun. But okay, I will see you guys in my, okay, I'm getting some yeses already. So here we go. Okay, we'll try to do that in a couple weeks. Make sure you guys, okay, we'll do it. I promise. Make sure you guys come and hang out in my Insta story because I literally like, I'm feeling a little tired right now, so the energy that I have left, I'm gonna go put it in my story so that everything that we just talked about, you guys can have it so that you don't forget it. Okay. Oh yeah, the how to date is gonna be on Instagram Live for sure. Oh, how to date virtually. Right. We'll talk about that for sure because a lot of people aren't leaving the house right now, which is understandable. I've left the house once since March and I cried for 30% of it. I'm not talking about that right now. Bye, guys. Thanks for joining me.